Hello, you're listening to 90.7 FM K-Squid and online at ksqd.org. This is Caroline King, your squid on the street. On this episode, I went to the K-Squid first birthday bash to ask our question of the week. We hear from our friends, family, and fans about why community radio is important to them.
I'm just looking around here at the birthday party, and my heart is full. I mean, it is so wonderful. People of all ages and all different backgrounds, and I was listening to those radio on the way in, and so diverse, and just people talking to their neighbors, and I am, you know, making sense of it all, because it's not making a lot of sense right now in the bigger world. And I really think it's got to start with us talking to each other. And yeah, okay, we'll disagree. But, I mean, let's work it out. You've just got to work it out. And the only way you can do that is by listening and talking to each other. And I think that's what community radio is about.
The main important thing to me about community radio is it's a place where the community can reflect upon itself, because it's produced by the community. So it's community members getting input from listeners and vice versa.
I mean, I feel like it's too obvious, but it brings people together. I've met more interesting people in the last hour at this K-Squid birthday party than I've met in, like, the last month. It's so awesome to meet people from different backgrounds and with different professions and different circles. And I don't know, it makes me a more understanding person. And listening to the shows broadens my horizons more than I could ever attempt to on my own. So just getting out of my silo and out of my bubble, that's all I have to do is turn on the radio.
I just think it's really important to hear all the different kinds of voices that make up the community. There's so many people that with the mainstream media that you don't hear from, and there's so many different kinds of communities, songs, information that is really important to making the community stronger, and that's what community radio brings.
I think it really helps in all aspects of the arts, in that we bring a lot more talent to the community by having places where people can hear about such things. And as good as some of things like syndicated NPR programming might be, the community part is still, I think, even more important and lacking in a lot of the stations that do a lot of NPR programming. So it's really nice to see a station that's all locally driven.
It's essential because, for one, it brings community together. And we're tribal people. We truly are. We're not meant to exist in little boxes separate from each other. If we don't know what's really going on, then we don't have choice. And if we want to have sovereignty, we have to have choice.
Community radio is important because it gives local people an opportunity for their voice to be heard and to be considered, and we need to make sure that local voices are included in all of our conversations.
That's all for this week's Squid on the Street. I'm Caroline King for K-Squid 90.7 FM. Do you have a question you'd like to hear answered by Squid on the Street? Send us an email to onair@ksqd.org. Thanks for tuning in.
And coming up next here on Talk of the Bay on K-Squid, we have a conversation with Governor Gavin Newsom about our energy future. Yes, what's going to happen with our energy future? We want to know what the governor's ideas are for PG&E and climate change and all the other things that we're facing as a state. CEO of the Public Policy Institute of California, Mark Baldessari, sat down for an in-depth conversation, of which we are going to snoop in on a little of right now with Governor Gavin Newsom on K-Squid.